pleasure to present our minister of the day. He's going to minister to us in music and in word. And you've read all the brochures, and you know he's a very, very worshipful person with a lot of education and a lot to offer. And we pray that the Holy Spirit will give him a double portion this day. Amen. Calvin, God bless you.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Sabbath to you. I hope you have your Bibles handy. We'll be needing those throughout the program this morning. Let's begin, please, with the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1, beginning with verse 1. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. First one. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him. Without him, nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 10, he was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
Amen.
Amen. Jesu, joy of man's desiring, and Jesus loves me, this I know. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning with verse 25. Luke, chapter 2, verse 25. Chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Amen. My eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Master, do you not care that we are dying?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Amen. Master, the tempest is raging.
Thank you.
according to St. Luke, chapter 8, beginning with verse 26. Luke, chapter 8, beginning with verse 26. Then they sailed to the country of the Gadarenes, which is opposite Galilee. And when he set out on the land, they met him a certain man from the city, who had demons for a long time. And he wore no clothes, nor did he live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he cried out, fell down before him, and with a loud voice said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For it often seized him, he was kept under guard, bound with chains and shackles. And he broke the bonds and was driven by the demon into the wilderness. Jesus asked him, saying, "What is your name?" And he said, "Legion," because many demons had entered him. And they begged him that he would not command them to go out into the abyss. Now I heard of many swine was feeding there on the mountain. They begged him that he would permit them to enter them, and he permitted them. Then the demons went out of the man and entered the swine, and the herd ran violently down the steep place into the lake and drowned. When those who fed them saw what had happened, they fled and told it in the city and in the country. Then they went out to see what had happened and came to Jesus and found the man from whom the demons had departed sitting at the feet of Jesus, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. They also who had seen it told them by what means he who had been demon-possessed was healed. Then the whole multitude of the surrounding region of the Gadarenes asked him to depart from them, for they were seized with great fear. And he got into the boat and returned. Now the man from whom the demons had departed begged him that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your own house and tell what great things God has done for you." And he went his way proclaiming throughout the whole city what great things Jesus had done for him. Amen. What a story. Inside your program is a new hymn entitled, "If Anyone in Christ Is Found." Would you please take that? Let's stand as we sing together, please. "If Anyone in Christ Is Found."
Thank you.
It's with me now to the end of the Bible, to Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Chapter 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. The first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. And there shall be no more pain. For the former things have passed away. Amen.
Amen.
The holy city. takes us with me now to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. Isaiah, chapter 6, beginning with verse 1. Chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory. And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. Then I said, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away and your sin purged. Amen. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, Here am I. Send me. Amen. In the program is a hymn entitled, Here I Am, Lord. Would you please take it once again? Would you please stand up to sing together, Here I Am, Lord.
Oh, my soul.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. But this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. Amen. Please turn with me in your hymnals to our closing hymn, hymn number 442. And let's stand once again for our closing hymn, hymn number 442. Thank you.
Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.